Good evening. Love
Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is the Phenomenal Woman. Cry, bring life. And it is being led by Sylvia Nichols. We explore the profound aspects of womanhood, touching on themes of creation, life, and social interactions. The biblical text provides a perspective that attributes a special role to women as life bearers, linking their uniqueness to the act of bringing life into the world. From a cultural, religious, or physiological standpoint, the result of women can widely vary. Some may see women as vessels chosen by the divine creator to bring life into existence, while others may approach the concept from a more secular or scientific perspective. This indicates a recognition of the multifaceted nature of womanhood, encompassing both individual and societal dimensions. Today, I will be talking about women who have stayed by and cared for family members during their sickness. This, I hope, will motivate others to share lives. Now, I will open with prayer. Almighty Elohim, Creator of all, and to you I give praise as I share the phenomenal women today. Many of us who still have them in our life, had them in our life, and still have them in our lives. Guide others to share because they truly are phenomenal. And in Jesus' name, amen. Yeah. All right. Recently, I visited with some friends, and I had known them for many years, and they had begun to age like we all are aging, those who've been around a good long time. But what was most important about, and the man was very sick, and he was in the process of transitioning. But what was amazing, and not to me because I've seen it happen to others, and I'll share that later, but what was really amazing, the spirit that the wife had to hold to her husband who was transitioning. But even before he had gotten to that point, she was always there to stand by him in any endeavors that he had. And so it was amazing to me because many times people put up fronts when it comes to what they do for their spouses or other family members who are sick. And she did not do that. To me, she was a phenomenal woman. She made sure he got to his appointments on time. She made sure she provided the meals that he needed. She made sure that she prayed for him. She made sure that she shared him with others. And that is a part of it, too. Share the sick person with others, not just hold them silently or close to yourself and not open up to let others come in and interact with the sick person. And many times it lengthens their life because of the livelihood that that would bring to them. But anyway, this particular lady, she did many times. She was worn out, but then another light would come on in her and you could see her flourish again. I was amazed and very proud of the way that she showed herself as she cared for her husband. She also had the support of her daughter, and that is important too. The only way a family member will know what to do later in life for a sick person or for yourself, if you're taking care of someone now, is to see it demonstrated before them. They will not know if they don't see anyone doing it. I was blessed many years ago to see my mother-in-law do what I just described for her husband. But she not only did it for him, but she did it as well for her mother. And it showed me many things and many aspects of illnesses that would lead me to be able to help in my family as time went on. Woman, my mother-in-law, she would get up washing clothes to make sure whatever linen was dirty from the night before from her sick husband, and washing his clothes many times by hand. With what you all probably, many of you don't know about that rug board. And she would get those clothes out on the line and get the sun in them and dry. And then she would bring them in later. And she would make sure that there was enough linen so that she could change him out every morning and put clean ones that morning and prepare the others for the next day or later on in the week. But she made sure that his linen was clean, his pajamas or whatever gown he might have had on clean. And then she sat by him and fed him. But before she fed him, they had prayer. She had prayer with him, even though he could not talk at that point. I mean, before that point, he was up on his feet, and then he happened to have to get down. And she would read a scripture and then pray and then feed him. And it demonstrated to me what we need to do, especially wives for your husbands and family members for your family members. If we are slack in doing that, many things that might have been pleasant for the sick person won't be as pleasant because they don't feel that anyone cares. In our communities, sometimes we don't see this as important. Phenomenal women in our communities who do this for their spouses and their family members, they are phenomenal. It doesn't matter whether they are educated, uneducated. That has nothing to do with it. We have to take care of the sick. We have to do what we can to make their life better. And I've seen women do. I have another friend whose husband became ill. She was a very active person in the community, but she took another position. She made sure she was with her husband day in and day out. She sacrificed her rest, her participation in community activities, her not being able to take trips as she would have wanted to do at different times. She stayed faithful to her husband, care of him to the end. She allowed friends to come in and talk with him. She allowed the people who came in to help. She was very thoughtful to them. And when the end came, she was so relieved. She made sure that the people who came in to help her were appreciated. And that's another thing, too. When we have the people coming in to help with the sick, don't act as if you are looking down on them. She didn't do that. And she was a well-known person in the community. She, too, was a phenomenal woman. I mean, she kept with him day and night. No one could do what she did for her husband because he could not talk well at the, near the last part of his life. And she knew she had to interpret for him. And she stood by him, like I said, day and night. No one could substitute. She didn't let anyone substitute in for her because she knew that they did not know what he would be saying. And she wanted him not to feel a struggle trying to explain something. So she made sure she understood what he needed or wanted so that she could share it with the medical people. Another woman that I know who is taking care of her husband now, she has health issues of her own, but she makes sure she gets the help in to help him to have a good, as well as he can, it's a good environment for him to be in. She gets a few hours off at least twice a week where she could get away from the situation for a while, but she made sure that he has the proper care person in their home, and she's aware that they're doing a good job with him, not just anybody coming in there just sitting and doing nothing. They are doing a wonderful job with him, but it allows for her to get some relief that she needs because of her health situation. But it was amazing to me with her is that she makes sure that the medical people coming in to help her do what they're supposed to do. Now, her husband still can talk, and because he's a jokester. He can say funny things, and she laughs at his jokes. Probably years ago, she didn't think they were quite as funny. But now that she's taking care of him, his humor really helps her a lot, a lot. And she shares it with us, and we laugh And we think how wonderful that she has that man with him, even though his health is bad. He's been in and out of the hospitals, and she would stay, she and her daughter, at different shifts. And like I say, if you don't demonstrate how you should act and do for your sick people in your family, especially wives, man, we will not have the help that we need properly done if we don't show it, demonstrate it to others. So that's another phenomenal woman who is, even though she'll take a break every twice a week maybe, she's given her full attention for his care and making sure she has it in the house, in the home, while she's there and when she leaves. There's another person who is sharing her skills to help her husband, even though she's divorced from the husband. She takes it upon herself to help with his care by visiting so that her children wouldn't have to make sacrifices from their jobs to go see about him. And she continued as long as he was living to make time to do it. He was not in the same town as she was. She and nor her children, they were not in that town. But she would make time to travel to the hospital where he was to give them a chance to know how he was doing and to help make sure he would be encouraged through his illness. She didn't have to actually do the physical work, but she traveled to get there to make sure that the physical work was being done properly. Many times when people are in, say, the Veterans Hospital or the regular hospital, as far as that goes, or a nursing home, wives have for years taken care of their sick, even though they were in a nursing facility or the like. But this phenomenal woman would go to help even though she was divorced from him. And I'd like to share this with you, that before he passed, he was able to let her know how sorry he was that their marriage was not what they would have wanted it to be. Without her having taken the time to share in the care of seeing it, going to visit him, and to share that with the children who were working and couldn't get there, it gave her a blessing by her being able to go and have that opportunity for him to share and ask basically for forgiveness. You know, and she too had already forgiven him, because if she hadn't, she wouldn't have been going to visit him like she was. Many times, people who are divorced, they sometimes think that, oh, somebody else has to do it. But she didn't think that way. She thought, oh, I can be a help to someone who brought my children and helped bring my children in the world, because he was their father. And that was a part of her children's life, body. That was a part of their life. And we many times, the people who are closest to us, we're not as loving if we're divorced from them or whatever. And same likewise with family members, but especially with women and their husbands. So her too was a phenomenal woman to take the initiative to do the visiting on a regular basis when the children had to work and could not get to go travel to see about him. I know many of you are probably thinking, well, if we, it's an excuse for not having an excuse. We got to help our people. If we don't help them, who will? This, too, is something that we need to seriously think on. And you need to think on people in your family who have been phenomenal in taking care of the sick in their family, especially their husbands. And I say that because many times I've seen women not for their husbands. They have some kind of grudge they're holding for years or whatever, and he didn't do this and he didn't do that. But it's not about that. There was some special place he had in your life if you married him, so you should feel not an obligation but a desire to help take care of him in some sort of way. My father early, he was 57, and I do know that the last few years of his life, my mother took extra care to take care of him. She made sure his meals were on time, properly done, and she made sure he had clean clothes and nice things to wear. And even though he died suddenly, she had been taking care of the needs of her husband prior to that. So she was at more peace, I would think, than she would have been had she neglected him. So that we need to look at how we take care of our husbands, our families, during illness, and the like. Now, I'm looking, trying to see the time. It is just 25 minutes to 8. I'm going to try to open the mic so can hear from others. I'm not sure whether I can do this properly, but I'm trying. I'm supposed to go. Oh, this is my first time trying to do this. And I don't see the C up here on this screen. Is there anyone on the line? Is there anyone on the line? Well, it's not open.
Yeah, there's one person on the line.
Thank you. Computer trying to figure out what
you see the red. You see, wait a minute, just watch. You see the phone number?
No.
The 443?
No, I don't see a phone number. I don't. I don't see. It was something.
Okay. Well, don't worry about it. The program was very, very interesting, and I like the way that you emphasize you're picking people that ordinarily would not be selected and not be looked on as phenomenal woman. And the reality is people expectation, they expect people to do this and do that. But every so often, people have to receive some type of appreciation. But people who have a genuine, well, Jesus said that there's two commandments. One is you love God with all your heart, soul, etc., etc. And the other one, he said, the other one is like unto it. You love your neighbor as yourself.
Yes.
Well, if you don't love yourself, you can't love anybody else. So those individuals that you reference, it was clear to me that they loved themselves, and they loved themselves because they had a relationship with the Creator. And as a result of that, they were able to respond in kind in a way the Creator responded to them. And in so doing, that made the person that they were caring for feel like they were wanted, or like they weren't just thrown away. I've seen people that I had a buddy who left, him and his wife were divorced for the girlfriend. And the girlfriend literally cast him to the side. The girlfriend was basically a marriage for his benefit. He was military. Whereas his wife took care of him. Even when they were together, she took care of him. She went to Germany because she felt that he was an alcoholic. She felt that they were shipping him to Germany so that they could give him a dishonorable discharge. And she went to Germany for that tour duty to make sure that he didn't get a dishonorable discharge, because he stayed and he was a lifer. He was in Vietnam and all of that. That was, I didn't think of it that way, but that was a phenomenal woman, because she gave up her life to make sure that his life, he will be able to live a comfortable life by having a pension and having benefits. But the girlfriend, who he had a stroke, and we don't know why or how he married, how he said, I do, but they were married. And she would leave him home by himself. And it was bad news for him. And that's an example of the other extreme that people go through.
All right. Thank you for sharing that. I found some scripture that might encourage people who might be listening and have a sick husband or family member that they're taking care of. And that's the scripture on finding strength from Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10. And it says, go and enjoy choice food and sweet drinks, and send some to those who have nothing prepared to our Lord. Do not grieve For the joy of the Lord is your strength. And that's what women need to, you will get the strength if you just trust and obey. Be obedient to what is needed. You might become tired and weary, but he will infuse you with life, energy, and joy again. Being your strength. Without him, you have no strength. And like I said about my mother-in-law, she would say scripture every morning to her husband. He might not have listened to some of it, but the fact that she did it for the good of them. And then she prayed. I was so blessed to have a mother-in-law like she was. And I do know she was a phenomenal woman.
Mm-hmm.
Another scripture coming from James chapter 1, verses 2 through 5. Consider it pure joy, my sister. Whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lack wisdom, she should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to her. Again, that was James chapter 1, verses 2 through 5. Is there anyone else on the line?
No, I don't think there's anyone else on that tonight.
Okay. Any other comment you might have?
No, it's just that you are reminding us how we should keep it simple. We want to think of people who are phenomenal. We want to think of somebody who's in the spotlight, somebody who is always, well, it could be a singer, somebody could be a preacher or somebody like that. But you are right at the neighborhood level, the community level. And that's where the rubber meets the road.
Mhm. All right. Well, thank you for your comments. And I'll close now in prayer, unless there's something else. I think I covered it all that I had on my popcorn. Let me see this table one more time. I think that's about all. I was trying to think. I can't think that now of another one. I had those listed down to do. So I will. Yes?
No, I was just saying, yes. All right.
Okay. Elohim, creator of all, to you I give praise. I thank you for giving me hope. I don't know where I would be without you. I don't know what the future holds, but you give me the ability to be joyful even while I wait. Even when I don't understand, please help me to have a positive attitude and live with a mindset of patience and courage as you work your will in my life. Help me to remain prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you. I'll end the phenomenal woman for today. Good night.
Good night.